From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. The Columbia paper is reporting the Columbia County Department of Health now has the seasonal flu vaccine and has scheduled community drive-through clinics for all county residents 2 years and older. Pre-registration is required to receive a flu shot by either going online to the Department of Health website or by calling 518-828-3358, extension 1310. Anyone with symptoms associated with flu or COVID-19, including fever, shortness of breath, difficulty breathing, sore throat, chills, new loss of taste or smell, or extreme headache, should not come to the drive-through clinic. Clinics begin September 23rd and continue weekly through October 22nd as follows. September 23rd, Rojan Library in Copec. September 30th, Chatham Fairgrounds in Chatham. October 3rd, Columbia Green Community College, Upper Parking Lot in Greenport. October 8th at the Palatine Park in Germantown. October 17th, at Ichabod Crane School in Valencia. And October 22nd, New Lebanon Town Hall in New Lebanon. The Health Department will accept Blue Shield of Northeast New York, CDPHP, Fidelis, Medicare Part B, MVP, Medicaid, and United Healthcare. Anyone uninsured or underinsured may be eligible for a lower fee or no fee for the flu vaccine. Anyone who has ever had a serious allergic reaction to eggs or to a previous flu shot or has a history of Guillain-Barré syndrome should talk to their doctor before getting the flu shot. The Department of Health also announced it will conduct two COVID-19 walk-up clinics, Tuesday, September 22nd and Tuesday, September 29th. Both clinics will be held from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. on the sidewalk in front of the John L. Edwards Building on State Street in Hudson. Pre-registration for the test is not necessary, but a form of photo ID and insurance information are. Masks are required for entry. Information is available at ColumbiaCountyNYHealth.com. MidHudsonNews.com is reporting the Office of the Ulster County Comptroller has concluded its audit of the Ulster County Jail, and the report is now being assessed by the Sheriff's and County Executive Office to see what can be done immediately. Ulster County Executive Pat Ryan said the jail is too large for the current population and the oversized facility is creating budgetary pressure as well as pressure on members of the correctional staff. Ryan said the formal process, which must go through the State Corrections Commission, can take years, but he and Sheriff Juan Figueroa are working on instant solutions. Ryan said, and I quote, "In the meantime, there are also immediate things we can do in terms of making on-the-ground adjustments for how we're staffing and how many pods we have open, so that's what the sheriff and I have been engaging on with our teams," end quote. He went on to say, and I quote, "I'm optimistic that we'll be able to address that dynamic of right now. What is a cost that just doesn't make sense for the service that we're getting," end quote. One solution is to shut down some of the unused pods. However, Ryan maintains the ultimate goal will be eventually, and I quote, "to find a balance between justice reforms and smart budgeting," end quote. Read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. Kenneth C. Crow II is reporting for the Times Union. The trial of former Rensselaer County District Attorney Joel Ablove is scheduled to begin Monday, September 14th. Ablove is facing prosecutorial misconduct charges about how he handled a grand jury investigating a fatal police shooting case, as well as felony first-degree perjury arising from his own testimony before a grand jury about another police shooting. If convicted of the felony perjury charge under state law, Ablove would lose his license to practice law. He lost re-election in 2019 and has been in private practice ever since. Ablove has bypassed a jury trial, opting for a bench trial instead. acting state Supreme Court Justice Jonathan D. Nichols of Columbia County is presiding and will decide the outcome. Ab Love's case resulted from his decision to go to a county grand jury just days after Troy Police Sergeant Randall French fatally shot Edson Tebanen on April 17, 2016 during a DWI traffic stop. The grand jury declined to prosecute French. Ab Love was later indicted for official misconduct for not presenting evidence of where the bullets hit Tevlin's car and for failing to have French waive his immunity from prosecution when he testified. French died earlier this year from COVID-19. The perjury count stemmed from when Ab Love testified that Officer Josh Comatale had not waived his immunity during the investigation of his fatal 2015 shooting of Thaddeus Facion. And you can read the full story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. The local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.